So good evening, everyone, and I just would like to welcome you to this session. I'm sure all of us are excited to start. So once again, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Enlightened Leaders Leadership Conference for Educators. The event will take you on a short journey of introducing you to creative minds joining us from different parts of the world. In this event, motivative topics, informative content, and progressive initiatives are being shared with you. We remain hopeful that in this session, over 3 days, you will be inspired to take your school community to a new direction of development. My name is Charles Clarence, and I'm the moderator for the day. I'm the principal of Dr. MPS World School, Agra, and I love creativity and innovation, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of it today. Before we begin our session, I request all our audiences to immerse themselves in the session and hold their questions, which will be addressed after the sessions are over. I'm truly delighted to introduce our first speaker of the day, Major Muhammad Ali Shah. He's the most sought after international TED speaker who has given the highest number of TED Talks, not only in India, but throughout the world. He was recently invited to speak at the prestigious Seeding STEM Global Summit conducted jointly by the esteemed Cambridge University and London University. And his keynote address on 5th September 2020 was highly applauded by all. His finesse in storytelling makes kids and elders aware of the Indian culture, rituals, and the significance behind the various festivals of India. As a motivational speaker, he specializes in converting wonderful things. He specializes in converting one's negative into positives, disadvantages into advantages, and liabilities into assets. Darkness into light and weakness into strength. I'm sure that's going to be wonderful. His session topic is converting adversities into opportunities. Let's welcome the very illustrious motivational speaker, actor, and the man whose very presence exhales energy, the embodiment of a soldier, Major Muhammad Ali Shah. We welcome you, sir. The stage is all yours.
Charles, sir, thank you very much. An honor to be here. In fact, you really spoke very highly of me, and thank you. I don't think I was deserving of such kind words.
More than that, sir. More than that, in fact.
Thank you, Charles, sir. Sir, I must tell you, your students are very lucky because I have been following you, and I am aware of all the good work that you have been doing, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
I really wish I could turn back time and go back to being a student where I could come under your mentorship, sir.
Anyway. Thank you, sir. I'm honored.
It's an honor to be here. Let me tell you all one small story. This story is a real story. First, I will tell you a real story of somebody who is not with us in the meeting right now. And then I'll tell you a real story again of someone who is present here with us right now. Yes. It's going to be a story of one of you. Now, which one is that? I will tell you that in the end, the name. But first, let me begin by telling the story of the person who's not here with us right now. He's there in the world, but not here. So this young man who had just turned 18 decided to learn martial arts. And he went to a martial arts school if they could train him to learn martial arts. But the school did not enroll him. They turned him down and they sent him back. He was very disheartened. Why the school didn't enroll him? So he went to the next school. Again, they didn't enroll him. They turned him out. He went to the third school and they also did not enroll him. Why? Reason being, he didn't have his right arm. Now, to learn martial arts, we all think that, you know, martial arts, if you are doing karate, kung fu, judo, you have to have your both two hands, two legs, your limbs intact. You got to be agile. Right, you got to be agile, all right. So he went to the fourth academy. And hi, Vatsala, good evening, thank you. So now he went to the fourth academy and they turned him down. They don't have an arm. So we can't train you. Like that, he went to 10 academies, they all turned him down. Then he went to the 11th academy. And there was a martial arts instructor by the name of Mr. Charles. No, not our Charles here. Sorry. But incidentally and coincidentally, his name was also Charles. And now Charles, sir, said, okay, I will coach you. Come under my wings. So Charles, sir, started coaching him. And he took training for about a year. And after 1 year, Charles, sir, tells him, I will help you participate in a martial art competition. Wow, this boy was very happy. Just before his 19th birthday, because a year had passed since he was training under Charles, sir. And just before his 19th birthday, Charles, sir, told him, I also have a birthday gift for you. I will not only let you participate. I will help you win the competition. Now this boy was very happy. Last of his team. Let's see what happens. So he went for the first round of selections. He cleared the first round of selections, where he fought against someone who had two hands, two legs, limbs intact. Then he cleared the second round, and then the third round, and the fourth, and fifth. Then he entered the quarterfinals. And then he cleared that and he entered the semifinals. And then he entered the finals. Now, entering finals itself was very prestigious. You can be a runner up there, there's no issue. But in the army, like I served in the army, there are no runner ups. There's either a winner. In the war, there are no runner ups, right? So, anyway, in the finals, what happened? He won the finals. Yes. And Charles was very happy that he had coached him. So all the other coaches, they approached him. You know, wow, congratulations, you won the martial arts competition. And so everyone came to Charles, sir, and they said, Charles, tell us one thing. And you know, who he fought against? The first round, second round, third round, fourth, fifth, and the quarterfinals, semifinals, and the finals. These were all academies. Thanks, Vatsala. That's very sweet of you. These were all academies who had turned him down earlier. Who didn't enroll him to coach him. He had defeated participants from those academies. And everybody was overwhelmed. They came to Charles. Now, the different coaches who had turned him down, they came to Charles, sir. And they told him, Charles, sir, this same boy, about a year back, had come to us and we had turned him down. How come you chose him, you selected him, you trained him, you not only trained him, but you helped him win it? So Charles, sir, told all of them, in fact, all those coaches, see, when this boy came to you, you all saw one thing only, with a very narrow-minded vision, what he does not have. Well, I also, it's not that I saw what he has, which we all have, of course, but I also saw what he does not have and how what he does not have can be used to his advantage. Like in martial arts, there's a particular stroke where you hold the opponent with his right arm, pull him, and you throw him off. Now, when this boy does not have a right arm, and the opponent will try to grab his right arm and throw him, opponent will not be able to throw him. So I saw that and I coached him, and see here, in less than a year's time, he has won the championship. So you know, when one door closes in life, not just one, another one opens, 1,000 open. Behind every adversity, there is an opportunity. Now I will tell you a true story. This was a story of someone who is not with us. But now I will tell you a story of somebody who is with us. Now listen, this story can be, it's a true story of not a fictitious character, but a real character who is, yes, and is the person there with us? Okay. Yes. Confirm. That person is there, and now you will be amazed about with my research. It can be a story of Anita ma'am, or of about Watts ma'am, or about, it can be of Charles sir, our Charles sir, a real Charles sir, your own principal. It can be a story of anyone. So listen, now I'll tell you the story, real story. This is a story about this person. I will not say man or woman or a lady or a gentleman, but this person, when this person was a child, this person would stammer, stutter, lisp, get stuck while speaking, could not complete a single sentence while speaking, could not pronounce his or her own name straight, and everybody used to tease that person. They all used to make fun of that person or that child, and that child was always teased and bullied, had a very disturbed childhood, was faring very badly in studies. We all have different talents, like, you know, like we recently had a school reunion, and let me tell you, thank you Raghi, good evening, and you know, in a school reunion I learned one thing, that the topper of a class is a happy homemaker. The backbencher of the lot is a renowned lawyer. The fiery fashionista became a very successful engineer. And the boy who often stood outside the class is a well-respected army officer. Just like I was in the army. Thank you, man. The reunion taught me that how people come with different shades, and how we should never judge a book by its cover. Each child out there has a different success story. Now this boy, I let the cat out of the bag. Now I could see Anita ma'am and Vats quite relieved. It's about a boy, it's about a gentleman, so it's not our story, it's somebody else who's in the meeting. But this boy who couldn't speak, one day said, I will break the shackles, I'll go up on stage and I will probably win a prize. He went up on stage, and you know what happened on stage? Well, the secret. Come close, all of you. I'll whisper in your ears. Come closer. All of you. This boy, come closer. This boy had a crush on a girl in school. Now that girl was sitting in the front row. The moment he saw her, he forgot the lines. He forgot what he had to speak on stage. And he could feel his feet becoming cold, his hands were shivering, his face was turning red. He could feel the pulse, the veins of the forehead vibrate. Ears were turning hot. And he had a piece of paper where he had written his lines. In case I forget, I will refer to those lines. And he was shivering. He felt the earth should just shatter and he should fall inside. He had no face to show everyone. Anyhow, he forgot his lines, so he just froze there and said, thank you, and went back and caught his head and sat on his chair. Everybody in the audience was looking at him. After the competition got over, as it is, he was teased and bullied by his classmates, seniors. He also did not really respect him much. The teachers would call him useless, good for nothing. He cried a lot. He really cried. And he was in a boarding school, you know. He was away from his family. And he was failing miserably in his academics as well. He thought, here I've got a chance to prove myself in some field. But that also did not happen. But that day he swore to himself that such a mistake would not happen again. So next morning, there was an English class. And there was a teacher, Anita ma'am, not our Anita ma'am, a different Anita ma'am, incidentally, under coincidence, okay. So first lecture was of Anita ma'am. So Anita ma'am asked, who will read? Now this silly, shy kid, introverted, timid, always living in self-doubt, constantly asking his own self, am I good enough? Am I smart enough? why is it that nobody wants to be friend with me? Lift his hand in class.
I will read, please, ma'am.
So Anita ma'am was very surprised. Wow. This underconfident, shy, timid boy will read. Alright, let's hear that. Now, this boy, he was sitting next to a girl. The girl's name was Rakhi. No, not our Rakhi, we are different Rakhi. So Rakhi told him, all the best, do well. So he went up on the stage means like, you know, the way Charles Sir, when he was interviewed, the stage means not that you don't have to be in an auditorium standing on top of a hall. You can be like this stage, I'm speaking on a stage, standing before the classroom. If you're traveling by train and you're narrating a story to four people, you are on center stage, the spotlight is on you. So this boy went up on stage and he had to recite Abraham Lincoln's letter to his son's teacher. The 16th president of America, Abraham Lincoln, wrote a letter to his son's teacher. And what did he write in this letter? He wrote, and he remembered this letter, he read it, he wrote, my son starts school today. It is all going to be strange and new to him for a while, and I wish you would treat him gently. It's an adventure that might take him across continents. All adventures that probably include wars, tragedy, and sorrow. Dear teacher, will you please take him by his hand and teach him things he will have to know. Teaching him, but gently if you can. Teach him that for every enemy there is a friend. He will have to know that all men are not just. All men are not true. But also, that for every scoundrel there is a hero. For every crooked politician, there is a dedicated leader. Teach him that 10 cents earned is of far more value than a dollar found. In school, teacher, it is far more honorable to fail than to cheat. Teach him how to gracefully lose and to enjoy winning when he does win. Teach him the wonder of books, but also give him quiet time to ponder about the extreme mysteries of birds in the sky, bees in the sun, and flowers on a green hill. Sorry, I got a call, so I cut that call. Teach him to have faith in his own ideas when everyone tells him they're wrong. Try to give my son the strength not to follow the crowd when everyone else is doing it. Teach him to have faith in his own ideas and not to follow a herd mentality. Teach him to have faith in his own self, because only then will he always have sublime faith in mankind and God. This is the order, teacher, but see what best you can do. He is such a nice little boy, and he is my son. And everyone clapped, because the way he read it this time was very good. So he went up on stage. A week later, there was another competition. I'm so sorry, I was getting a call, so I cut the call again. That's why the audio must have gone. So he went up on stage again. And this time he said, I will win the third prize. So he went up on stage. And do you know what happened? He did very well. He had to recite this poem by Rudyard Kipling, If. So he went up on stage and he said, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for the doubting too. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. If you can think and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. Or bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. The things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose, and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on. When there is nothing in you accept the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Thank you, man. So he recited this and he did very well. Everyone clapped the way you were clapping for him. And when the results were being announced, that time there was a ma'am, Vatsala ma'am, who used to be very strict. Okay, very, very strict. So Vatsala ma'am was to announce the results. Not our Vatsala ma'am, a different Vatsala ma'am, of course. So when Vatsala ma'am was announcing the results, and she said, well, the third prize, where this boy was very sure, the heel with the third prize, he got ready to get up. The third prize goes to...
The third prize went to somebody called Rohit Sabarwal.
Very upset.
Well, second prize. I said, okay, I'll be the second prize. Second prize goes to. Second prize went to someone by the name of Arundhati. He was very upset. Second prize went to Arundhati. First prize, forget it, let's not talk about it, because first prize is actually normally the school champions, the seniors, who it's reserved for them normally, you know, it's always kept for them. It's kind of a tradition. It doesn't matter. One should not lose heart. I will come on stage again the next time. And next time I will win the first prize. And just then when he was thinking that, and his friend Rakhi, of course, who was sitting next to him, she nudged him with her elbow. You know what happened? The first prize, that little same boy's name was being called. Yes. And now I will tell you whose story it is. And the first prize goes to... Muhammad Ali Shah! That's me, yes. That's a real story, true story. I was a boy in my childhood who just couldn't speak at all. I learned to speak, I would stammer, stutter, lisp, get stuck while speaking. And after that, it became a pattern. I won the best actor, best debater, best in declamation. I became an international TEDx speaker thereafter. And I became the speaker that I always wanted myself to be. When this pandemic started, I was to travel to Egypt in the month of March last year to give a motivational talk. And I couldn't travel because there was a lockdown and travels were being stopped. I was very disheartened. A couple of months before that, I was to address the Cambridge University. And I couldn't travel because I was shooting for a film which Priyanka Chopra, the former Mrs. World, has produced. So I told them I could not travel, I can't travel. They said, sir, doesn't matter if you can't travel. Why don't you do a webinar for us? Now, I had a mental block to technology. I'd heard of something known as a seminar. I had no clue what is known as a webinar. I said, no, I don't think I'll be able to carry out a webinar. Very difficult for me. And no, sir, please, sir, we'll send you a link. You just connect with us wherever you are. I will not be able to do it. And I lost out on the golden opportunity of addressing the Cambridge University in UK. As Rumi's philosophy says, never grieve anything that you may lose. It comes back to you in a different form. And Rumi also said, what you are seeking is seeking you. So all my talks were getting cancelled. My TEDx talks got cancelled. I said, now when there's no other way, I will have to make friends with technology. I'd learned in the army, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Then I said, okay, when the going gets tough, the tough gets online. So I went online, I signed up for Google Meet, Zoom, WebEx, Teams, tried an Instagram Live, Facebook Live,
I have a YouTube channel. In fact, you can subscribe to it if you want. It's on YouTube by my name, Muhammad Ali Shah. In fact, I'll be grateful if any one of you can put the link of my YouTube channel. Nageshwar Rao, if you can put the link in the chat box. If you put Muhammad Ali Shah, you'll get the link. So, anyway, so I went up and I want to do a YouTube live. I had only 7 subscribers for my YouTube channel. But I wanted to do a YouTube live. Now, the minimum qualification to do a YouTube live meant you need to have at least 1,000 subscribers. I didn't have 1,000 subscribers. But within a few hours, I sent the link on my WhatsApp broadcast, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all over. I had 1,200 subscribers by evening on my YouTube channel. And that night, I did my first YouTube live. Thank you very much. Thank you for putting... So that's my YouTube channel link. You can subscribe, share, comment, thumbs up. If you comment on it, I can promise you within 5 minutes, you will get a reply. Anyhow, that's not the point. The point was, I made friends with technology and I was on back-to-back talks. We had not even imagined 2 years back that I would be talking to you all virtually like this through webinar. So after that, I gave so many talks. I do my television lives, debates through a webinar like that. And on one hand, where malls, coffee shops, markets, companies were all closing down, they were de-hiring their employees, cutting down their salaries, and they were having a tough time professionally. On the other hand, I also knew of companies which were not just making profits, they were making multiple profits. And which companies were these? These were the digital companies, the online companies, the pharmaceutical companies also.
Sir, good evening. I just like to politely remind you that we have a time constraint. Thank you.
Yes, I absolutely, sir. So, thank you, sir. So, I would just like to end on this note by saying that I made the most of that adversity. What did I do? I converted an adversity into an opportunity. Had this pandemic not come, we would not have been here talking the way we are talking right now. So always think well, always think positive. We can be what we want to be. Remember that. Remember the power of visualization. Remember the power of manifestation. There's a photograph of a cat looking into a mirror. And what does this cat see? The cat sees a lion. So think larger than life and never give up. I will conclude by saying this to you all. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you are trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but have to sigh, when care's pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit! Life is queer with its twists and turns, and all of us sometimes learn. And many a person turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't quit. Though the pace seems slow, you may win with another blow. Often a struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. And you never can tell how close you are. It might be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst. You must not quit. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. It was wonderful. It was an honor speaking to you all. Jai Hind. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel. There are many talks. I don't feel like going right now. But you can hear more of my talks over there. I'll see you again at 6:30 to answer some questions. Thank you.